Alive, a Valentino Mystery by Lauren D. Estelman, narrated by William Dufries. To Frank Wydra, who left us with a smile, a glass of Jack, and 20 years of memories.
My dear old monster, I owe everything to him.
Boris Karloff. Part 1. The Fiend Must Be Found. Chapter 1. Valentino watched the mover strap the refrigerator-sized crate to his hand truck and tilt it back to engage the wheels. The sight brought a lump to his throat and a sudden panicky urge to call the whole thing off and take back possession.
"Heavy. What is it?"
The mover was a florid 60, with a head the size of a basketball covered by what must have been the only knitted woolen cap in Southern California outside a studio wardrobe department. "Just one of my vital organs," Valentino said.
"Huh. Well, you're better off not lugging it around."
He wheeled the crate up the ramp into the van and came back down to hand Valentino a receipt. Then he closed and padlocked the doors. A minute later, the diesel engine expectorated a ball of black exhaust and trundled out of the alley next to the Oracle Theater, bearing yet another piece of Hollywood history into the Bermuda Triangle of the collector's market. Valentino would not bother to monitor the sale at Sotheby's, where he had bought the item 5 years earlier out of his first big commission for rescuing a lost classic film from the void of nearly a century. It was the glistening leather rocking chair that both...